Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Beis. We're going to begin four lines from the top, Yud Beis Omid Aleph, reminding ourselves of the famous machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is, as we've been discussing the last day and a half, has been that the world was created at the very, very end of Elul and Rosh Hashanah Hayom Haras Olam. Adam HaRishon was created on Aleph Tishrei. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua says that, no, the world was created on Chof Hei Ador, and Adam HaRishon was created on Aleph Nisan. Famous machlokas, whether the world was created in Tishrei or the world was created in Nisan. So we went through their shitos yesterday and explained some of them, and today we're going to continue with additional questions on these two shitos. So again, we begin four lines on the top, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Bishlomo Rabbi Yeshua, everything works out very well according to Rabbi Yeshua, the pasuk that we brought down yesterday. Bishna Sheish Mioshana Lchai Noach Bachodesh Hasheni. It said Bachodesh Hasheni Vishivasar Yom Bachodesh. It said in the second month on the 17th day. So Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua Hainu Disim Sheni. That's why it says the second month. We know we count the months from Nisan, and Iyar is the second month, and therefore the flood begins in the second month. It works out very, very well according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua that the world was created in Nisan. And as a result, Iyar is the second month of the year. Sheni works out very, very well. Elul Rabbi Eliezer, according to Peter Rabbi Eliezer, says the world was created in Tishrei, so my Sheni. So then, why would Mar Cheshvan be called the second month? In fact, Mar Cheshvan is the eighth month. Tishrei is the seventh month, and Mar Cheshvan is the eighth month. Why would it be called the Sheni? So Mar gives a very simple teretz. Sheni Ledin. It means the second month from the time of Din. Din is, we said, of course, on Rosh Hashanah, which is Aleph Tishrei. So it means the second month from the month of Din. We're dealing over here with the Mabul. We're dealing over here with the world being judged. As Rashi says, Shenigzor Gzeira Aleihem B'Tishrei Shelefanav. The whole world's outcome is decided on Tishrei. That's going to be Mireish Hashanah Adakwas Hashanah. From the beginning of the year, they decide what's going to be at the end of the year. And therefore, when it uses the terminology Sheni, it doesn't mean the second month of the year. It means the second month from the Yom HaDin. So therefore, it's referring to Mar Cheshvan. So Rabbi Eliezer has no problem with that pasuk as well. Now, Bishlamo Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu Deshina. Now, according to our Girsa that we discussed in yesterday's shir, and I shall remind ourselves today, we said that Rabbi Yeshua says that the flood came about because the world changed its ways, and therefore we corrupted the world, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the way he set up the Bria. And normally set up the Bria that in the second month, Kima is going down, it's Shokea, that's the terminology we used, and instead, since the world corrupted itself and changed its normal way, so Hashem changed the normal way, and instead of Kima, the mazel of Kima being Shokea, it was Ola. And therefore, that was a change. So, Bishlomo Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu Deshina. According to the Girsa that we have, which is that Rabbi Yeshua says that normally Kima is Shokeya, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed around and made it Ola, so everything works out very well. There is another Girsa, which you can find in Rashi, but not in Rashi on our daf. There's very interesting, at the very end of the Perek, found at the conclusion of the Masechta on Daf Lamed Hei Yomid Aleph, there is a Haggah in the Rashis, and that's supposed to be inserted over here. It's a very long Haggah. That's why there was no room to fit it in on this stuff, so the editors put it in over there. In any event, that has the exact opposite Girsa, and it says that Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is that during the second month, Kima is rising, and therefore, the question actually is, according to that Girsa, Bishlomo Rabbi Eliezer, he says that Kima is Shokeya, and that's why Hashem changed around to make Kima rise. But according to that Girsa, Rabbi Yeshua says Kima is rising, anyway, in the second month, so what change was there? But we'll keep it with the Girsa that we have. So Rabbi Yeshua is the one that doesn't have a problem, and Rabbi Eliezer is the one that has the problem. That's the Girsa that we have in our Gemara. So Bishlam and Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu Deshina. We understand Hashem made a change, the people corrupted, the people made a change, so Hashem made a change in the Bria. El Rabbi Eliezer, Maishina, what change is there according to Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says that normally during the second month, Kima is rising, and here Kima was rising. So what is the change? We mentioned this question yesterday. In any event, so Rabbi Eliezer would answer, according to our Girsa, Kidder Rabbi Chista. It's like what Rabbi Chista said. What did Rabbi Chista say? Rabbi Chista, Beroschin Kilkalu, or Beroschin Nidonu. That the people, they did all sorts of terrible averos, what's called Roschin, with heat, with boiling. And that usually is a reference to immoralities, sexual immoralities. So the people did all sorts of sexual immoralities. It says, the Hishis Kol Basar, every creature, all the creatures, with the exception of the fish, made it outside their species and did all sorts of immoralities, adulteries, etc., etc. So therefore, Birozka and Kilkalu, since the people of this world, they did terrible things with immoralities of a roskin type of a nature, of a boiling type of a nature. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged them, mido keneged mido, uberoskin nidonu. So therefore, the waters that came down in the Mabul were boiling waters, and that was the shinui that Rabbi Eliezer would say, according to what Rav Chisda had said, that instead of the waters being cool, normal waters, so instead they were boiling waters. Beroskin kilkalu, what does it mean, the beroskin kilkalu? It means bavera. Stamavera normally means sexual immoralities. So the people corrupted the world with all of their immoralities. Not only people, but even the animals, except, as I said, the fish. And therefore, beroskin nidonu, therefore they were punished with the boiling water. How do we know that the waters were boiling? Ksiv hocha vayashoku hamoyim, or ksiv hosam v'chamasam el shachacha. We have a play on the words. It says that the waters vayashoku, they calm down. So what does that mean? The waters calm down. So it means what it says in Megillas Esther, when it says that Achashverosh, his anger calmed down, v'chamasam el shachacha. So therefore, this lotion of calming down, cooling off, was by the waters as well, after they had been boiling hot. The famous Medrash tells us, how could Og Melech HaBoshan have survived? So the rest of the world wasn't able to survive the boiling waters, but Og Melech HaBoshan, because he was so big, he was a giant, so he was able, the Medrash says, able to survive even the boiling waters. Another terrence was that right around the ark, the waters weren't boiling, otherwise the ark itself wouldn't have been able to withstand the boiling waters. Okay, in any event, it's not a question according to Agir on Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Hago and Rashi on Daf Lamed Hey, it's not a question according to Rabbi Yoshua. Okay. Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanon, how do we paskin, so to say, this shayla? So the Barisa says, Chachme Yisrael, Chazal, they are monin la mabul k'Rabbi Eliezer. We say that the counting of the mabul in the second month, that is a reference to over here, Sheni Ladin, and that we in fact count the years of the world from Tishrei. So even though the Chachamim, as we'll see in a second, hold that the world was created in Nisan, nevertheless, first year Nisan was year zero, and then when you turned Tishrei, that turned into the end of year one and started year two. So that's the opinion of the Chacham. Chach Yisrael Monim Lamabul K'Rabbi Eliezer. We count the years from Tishrei. However, L'Ktufa, in terms of when the world was actually created and all the astronomical bodies were put into the sky on the fourth day of creation, as the Chumash tells us. So that moment that they're put into the sky starts off all the astronomical calculations. That goes L'Tkufa Ki Rabbi Yeshua. There they follow the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that the world was actually created in Nisan. Again, when I say Nisan, I always mean the world was created Chofei Adar, and man was created on Nisan. However, Chachmei Umos HaOlam, the scholars of the world, Monin Afla Mabul K'Rabbi Yeshua. They hold everything. They count the years from the start of the creation of the world in Nisan, like Rabbi Yeshua said. Again, this concludes this discussion about when the world was created, a very esoteric discussion, and we really did it extremely superficially, and let's go weiter. So the next thing in the Mishnah we said, Uli Yerakos. The Mishnah said that Tishrei is also counted as the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the new year, for the vegetables. What does that mean for the vegetables? So Tana, we learn in the Braisa, Lirokos ulamaisros ulanadorim. The Braisa adds on not only the Yerokos that our Mishnah said, but it adds on two additional things in terms of Maisa. We'll see what this means in a second. And Ladarim, we'll see what this means in a second as well. Now, what does it mean over here, Lirokos? Lirokos, my ninhu. Both in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, it said Yerokos. What exactly is the din that Tishrei, Echad B'Tishrei, is the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables? So the Gemara answers, Ma'aser Yerek. It's dealing with knowing which year a vegetable is considered being in. We have a din that you're not allowed to go take the Trumas and Ma'asers from one year to the next. So is this, when you pluck this vegetable, when you pick this vegetable from the ground, so which year is it in? So it goes by the year that you take it. So let's say a person took some vegetables out of the ground on the 29th day of Elul, and then he picked some more vegetables on the fourth day of Tishrei, so they wouldn't be able to take Trumas and Maasos one on the other, because they're two different years, and in addition, you would also have different features of that. They're different years, so one could be in the Shemitah cycle, one could be in the first, second, or the fourth or fifth year, and you'd be taking off Maaser Sheni, as we will relate later in the Shia today, and in the third and sixth year, you take Maaser Ani, so one could be in the second year, one could be in the third year, and there'll be different trumas and maestros, specifically maeser oni versus maeser sheni. If it's in the second year, it would be maeser sheni, and in the third year, and in the sixth year, it would be maeser oni. Okay, so that's what we wanted to answer. Maeser yerek, it has to deal with yerek. Shmuel says, but that, hey, hainu maesos. In the Brisa, in the Mishnah, we wouldn't have this kasha, but in the Brisa it said yerokos and maesos. It implies that they're two separate things. Shmuel says, that's not a problem. The reason why it says both yerek, yerokos, and maesos is because they're two different types of maesos that they want to tell us. One is yerokos, one is maesos, and one is din derabanan, and one is din deraisa. Tone derabanan, uk tone deraisa. There are different chiyuvim in terms of what is the reason that we take trumas and maisos on various growths. So midaraisa, everybody agrees that on the five grains, the chameshes, meaning a dargon, as well as on wine and on oil, there's a chiv daraisa to go take off trumas and maisos. That's a given, everybody agrees to that. Then there are those that suggest that that's all that's a chiv daraisa, everything else is midarabanan. Others say, no, there are additional things, midaraisa, that on the grapes or the olives themselves, you also have a chiv daraisa to take off trumas and maisos. And there's opinion of the Rambam that even on fruits in general, you have a chiv deraisa to take off trumos and maisos. Most disagree with that. However, the one thing, kuliyama, everybody agrees that on vegetables, there's only a din derabanan to take off trumos and maisos. So therefore, we needed to tell us in this price, the Gemara says, yerokos and maisos is to teach us that yerokos is a din derabanan that you have to take off trumos and maisos, and then there are other things that you mechuyav on a deraisa level to take off trumos and maisos. So, tana rabanan and tani deraisa. Mar says, "Velisne daraisa bereisha." So then you should have said ulumaisos, uliyarakos, ulinadarim. Should have listed the daraisa din before you listed the rabbanon din. Why didn't you do it that way? Velisne daraisa bereisha. So Mar says, "No, I did the chaviv alei akdama." We have a rule. Many times we have this in Mishnayos. Why is one din listed ahead of the other one? And even though the one that is listed is less obvious or it's not beferish, we nevertheless list the certain din first because of the chavivus of a drosha, the love that the chacham had for a drosha or for an action that they did. So too over here. The rabbi set up maeser on yerek. They set up midrabanan that you have to take trumos and maesos on vegetables. And they were so happy with this din. They were so proud of this din. They loved this din that they set up so much. So therefore, they listed it first because it was chaviva. It was dear to them. And therefore, they listed it ahead of the din daraisa. So now we have the obvious question, if the Braisa listed Yerokos and Maisos separately, why didn't our Tana of our Mishnah list Yerokos and Maisos separately? The Tana of our Mishnah only listed the Dirabonon din of Yerokos. Why didn't he list the din Maisos Daraisa? The Tana Didon, Tana Dirabonon, the Koshikane Daraisa. So the Gemara says, the Tana of our Mishnah, he just listed the Dirabonon, and he said, if I listed the Dirabonon, certainly everybody will understand. If the din Dirabonon, which is patterned after the din Daraisa, uses Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei to differentiate between the different years of vegetables, so then certainly the din daraisa, which is his pattern afterwards, would also be the same. And therefore, the kol shekin daraisa, the Tana of Mishnah felt it was unnecessary to tell us maestros, because once he tells us yerokos, it's obvious that the same din applies to maestros. Mori asks another question, a technical question again. Why does it use the plural loshon? Why does it say maestros in the braisa? It should have said v'lisnei maestros, because it's only talking here about the din daraisa, so why is it saying it in the plural? If you're telling me it's talking about the din derabanan and daraisa, I can understand the plural. But if you're telling me now that it only is talking about just one thing, tani daraisa, so therefore it should have said maeser. So the Gemara says no, echad maeser behema, v'echad maeser dogen, because there's two different types of maesers over here that are achiv daraisa. There's maeser behema to take the 10th animal if you have 10 animals born in the same year. So this goes like the Tana that we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that, in fact, the din of Maisa Behema goes from Tishrei. We had another opinion that said that it goes from Elul. So the Tana of this Braisa holds like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, at the very beginning of the Perek, that says that you have the din of Maisa Behema from Echa B'Tishrei. So when the Braisa over here lists Maisos, he's teaching us that din, in addition to the din of the Diaraisa obligation to take off Trumas and Maisos from the produce that is on a chiv, on a daraisa level. As I said, everybody agrees that this would be the chameshes minei dagon, as well as wine and oil. So that's what the Tana uses over here in the braisa, the plural lashon, to teach you the din of maaser behema and the din of maaser dagon. So the Gemara says, okay, based upon that, the listener yerek, so that yerek doesn't have two different types of maaser, like maaser behema and maaser dagon has, it's just one type of maaser that you take off a vegetable. So why do we use the plural lashon yerokos? You should have said listener yerek. Shmuel says, no, again, there are two types of maaser that you take off of vegetables. Trei gavne yerek as well. Why do we see this? Because we have a Mishnah in Maisos that tells us that none. Yerek ha-negad mishiyagad. Visheino negad mishiyamale esakli. Because there are two different dinim in regards to when the chiv of Maisos was set up by the rabbis on vegetables. If it's the type of a vegetable, yerek ha-negad, that is bound together, you used to sell them in bundles of 25. So when you bind it together, so then, mishiyega, that's when the chiv of Trumas and Maisu kicks in, and you're no longer allowed to eat from that, and achilas aroi. Now you have a chiv to take off Trumas and Maisu before you eat from it. However, vegetables that you don't bind together, so you have potatoes, they're not bound together, so Yerek she'eno negad, so then it's when mishiyamali is a kli. When you fill up the container that you're putting them into, so that's when the chiv of Trumas and Maisos kicks in, and you're no longer allowed to eat an achilas aroi. So that's why the Tan of the Braisa listed the plural form, yerakos, because it alludes to these two types of chiyuvim on vegetables, the vegetables that are negad, and the vegetables that are eno negad. So we've explained why the Braisa uses the plural lashon for yerakos as well as for Maisos. Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara continues by quoting the following Braisa, Liket Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. If you go and pick some vegetables on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ad Shelo Tovu Hashemesh, before the sun set. In other words, it's still 5781. So the person was Malakit on the 29th day of Elul in the afternoon. He picked up some vegetables. The Chaz of Liket, he then went, and we'll see in a moment, Misha Tovu Hashemesh, so he turned to Yud Beis, Omud Beis, he then went after the sun went and set, and he picked some more. Chazav Elikate, Misha Tavu Hashemes, after the sun had set, he picked some more. Now, Taptosus points out from the Yerushalmi that it's dealing here with the Nochri, that obviously it's Rosh Hashanah, he's not going to pick it. So, somebody else picked it for him. Bottom line is, you now have vegetables that were picked on the 29th day of Elul, and then 5 hours later, 2 hours later, they were picked on the first day of Tishrei in the evening, or L'Rosh Hashanah, the start of Rosh Hashanah, the person has some more vegetables that are picked. So you cannot take these vegetables and combine them and take off Trumas and Maisos of them. So that's what the Braisa tells us. Ein Tarmin U'Maisrin Mizelzeh. There are two different years, and the din is, L'fish Ein Tarmin U'Maisrin Lo Min HaChodosh Al HaYoshan Lo Min HaYoshan Al HaChodosh. The din is that you must take L'chatchila Trumas and Maisos from the same year. So the vegetables that were picked Erev Rosh Hashanah go for 5781. The vegetables were picked by the Nochri on the start of Rosh Hashanah, they go by the year 5782. And therefore, these vegetables cannot be used to be meiser from one vegetable on the other. So you have 10 vegetables that you picked on Erev Rosh Hashanah and 10 vegetables that you picked on Rosh Hashanah. So you have 20 vegetables. You say, okay, I have to give meiser Rishon, that's two vegetables, it's 1/10. Actually, it'd be a little bit less than that because you took off the Trumas first, but let's just keep nice round numbers. So you can't take off two vegetables from the group that you picked on Erev Rosh Hashanah and say this is Trumas and Maisos for all 20. No, you have to take one of the 10 from the Erev Rosh Hashanah group and one of the 10 specifically from the Rosh Hashanah crop. And therefore, in this situation, you can't take one on the other. That's what the Braisa is teaching us over here. They're two separate years, and that's an application of this din that Rosh Hashanah is the new year for the Yerakos. The Braisa continues and says, this also has a nafkamina, not only in taking off Trumas and Maisos on the Chodosh, the new crop, 5782, on the old crop, the Yoshan, 5781, but this would also have an application in terms of which Trumas and Maisos you take. So, for example, 5781 would be the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. 5782 is the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. There are different Trumas and Maisos that you take off. The example that the Gemara uses is, Im Haiso Shnia Nichneses L'Shlishes. If the era of Rosh Hashanah was the second year of the Shemitah cycle, and then on Rosh Hashanah it's now the third year of the Shemitah cycle, so then you take off different Trumas and Maisos that I mentioned earlier in the Shir. Shnia would be Maiser Rishon or Maiser Sheni. Second year has Maiser Rishon, and it also has Maiser Sheni. First year, second year, fourth year, fifth year of the Shemitah cycle are Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni. The third and sixth year is Maiser Rishon. Maiser Rishon is consistent across the board, except, of course, during the Shemitah year or in the Yovel year. So Maiser Rishon is every year. More we'll discuss that later in the Shir as well. And in addition, in the third and sixth year, you take off Maiser Oni. So Shnia, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, and Shlish is Maiser Rishon, or Maiser Oni. So that would be another nafkamina. In addition to not being able to take off from the Chodesh al Yoshon, or Yoshon al Chodesh, you also have to take off the right type of Maiser, either Maiser Sheni or Maiser Oni, depending on which year in the Shemitah cycle it is. And if, of course, it's the Shemitah cycle, like it's this year, then there is no Chiyav of Trumos and Maisos, because everything is Hefker, and Hefker is Potter min ha Trumos and Maisos. Now, the Gemara asks, this concept of Maiser Sheini versus Maiser Ani, Minoh Hani Mili. How do we know this din of which to take off? As Rashi points out, the Bishlishis Einu Noigba Maiser Sheini. How do we know that you don't take off Maiser Sheini in the third year and in the sixth year, and instead you take off Maiser Ani? So where do we know that from? So Rishu Levi says the basic darshaning of the pasuk. The pasuk tells us Kisechale Laser es Kol Maiser Tuoscha. When you go and finish taking off the Trumas and Maisers, Bashana Hashlishis in the third year, Shnasa Maiser of the 7 year cycle. So Minosata La Levi Lager Layasom Vla Mono. The pasuk tells us that you have to go and give it to these people, the Levi, the convert, the orphans and the widows. And they will eat from it and they will be satiated. Fine, that's the pasuk. So the Gemara says we should leave darshins. When it says shana, it says kol ma'aser tuoscha bashana hashlishis shnas ha'ma'aser. What does that mean? So this terminology of shana, she'ein bo ela ma'aser echad, this implies that there's only one ma'aser of the two that we gave in the first and second year. This is the third year that it's talking about in the pasuk, bashana hashlishis. So you only give ma'aser one of the two things that you did previously. So you don't give both Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni in the third year, but you just give one of them, which of course is Maiser Rishon, and instead you substitute Maiser Ani for Maiser Sheni. So the Gemara says, how is this? Ha Ketzad, what exactly is going on over here? Shana She'ein Bo Ela Maiser Echad, which Maiser is it? So Maiser Rishon U Maiser Ani. The Maiser Rishon is constant, and you substitute for the Maiser Sheni, Maiser Ani. U Maiser Sheni Yibotel. And that year, third and sixth year, you don't give Maiser Sheni. The Gemara says, maybe not. Oh, Eino, maybe, in fact, when it says that it's Shnas HaMaiser, so then it should actually only be one Maiser in the third and sixth year, Elo Af Maiser Rishon, Nami Yibato, maybe even Maiser Rishon is Yibato. Oh, so that's why Tamul Omar, Ve'al HaLeviim, Tadaber V'yamarat Aleihem. It says that you shall speak to the Leviim and tell them, Ki Sichu Me'ez B'nei Yisrael Es HaMaiser, Asher Nosati Luchem Me'itam B'nach Laschem, that the Leviim will always get this as a Nachala. And therefore, hikshu akosuv lenachlo, just like manachlo ein lo hefsik, af ma'aser rishon ein lo hefsik, just like inheritance doesn't get interrupted, so too does the special ma'aser rishon that's given to the Levi, that doesn't get interrupted as well. So even in the third and sixth year, while you're changing around ma'aser sheni to ma'aser ani, you don't go and interrupt from the Leviim getting their ma'aser rishon. Now, the girsa that we have is Tanya Idach. There's another brisa, but in the Masoras HaShas, he says more correctly, it should be Tanya Nam Yochi. We have another brisa that is not a different brisa. It's not Idach, but it's Tanya Nam Yochi. It says the same thing in the following brisa, as Rabbi Shimon Levi said. And it makes sense not to say Tanya Idach, because Rabbi Shimon Levi, while I always love to say in the very last Mishnah in Uksin, which, by the way, the Mishnah Yomis, for those that do the Mishnah Yomis, it's a great thing to do. We're in Machshirin right now, and we're getting close to finishing the entire cycle of Shisha Sidmei Rishwa, and we'll be starting again Zeroyim in the near future. So it's in the very last Mishnah in all of Shas in Uksin, Rabbi Shuba Levi is listed as a Tana there in the Brisos. And until then, Rabbi Shuba Levi is considered an Amora. So therefore, I always like to say the Vart, that if you go through all of Shas, you can become a Tana. Yeshua Levi spent his entire life learning as an Amora, so to say, and with the unbelievable success that he had, he became a Tana. That's a homiletic drasha. In any event, his statement wasn't a brisa, so to say Tanya Idach, another brisa, is inappropriate. So Tanya Nami Yochi, that's very appropriate to say. We have a brisa in support of what an Amora said. And what is this brisa? We quote the same pasuk, Ki Sechal Laaser V'Gomer, the same pasuk that Yeshua Levi quoted is quoted in the brisa, and it says Shana She'en Bo Ela Maiser Echad, and darshans it the same way in the brisa that Yeshua Levi did, that it's talking about a year that only has one Maiser, and Ha Ketzad, which Maiser is that? So it's Maiser Rishon U'Maiser Ani. It means that of the previous year, when you had, in the first and second year, Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, you only give one of those two in the third year. And what is that? Maiser Rishon is given, and then you change Maiser Sheni, you get rid of it, Maiser Sheni Yibatel, and you substitute Maiser Ani. And I might have thought, Yochel Af Maiser Rishon Ami Yibatel, I would have said that Maiser Rishon should also be Batel, so Talmud Lomar, it says, the pasuk that Rabbi Shimon Levi brought down, Uba Levi, that the Levi will come, and that pasuk is Wahalevi Kein Lo Chelik Nach Lo Imach, and also Magir VaYosav Amana Asher Bishorecha VeYachlu VeSaveyo. They will be able to eat over here from the Maiser Ani. The Levim were included in this group of generally poor people, converts, widows, and orphans, and generally poorer people. So the Levi also wasn't given a real nachala. They had the 48 cities that they were given, but they weren't given a real nachala. They didn't have fields and property that they could sustain themselves. They relied upon the Maiser Rishon. So therefore, they're also included in the Maiser Ani, but not all Levim were aniyim. So you would think that maybe in the third year, as Rashi points out, l'maisa rishon kol zman shaba. In other words, the drasha over here is that he gets in the third year, no matter what, whether he's an ani or not. If he's an ani, he gets not only maisa rishon, but he gets maisa ani. But let's say he's not an ani, so he's not entitled to take maisa ani. But nevertheless, uba halevi, he gets to come anyway, and in the shana shlishis, he gets to take the maisa rishon. So kol zman shaba telo. Whenever he comes, you give it to him, either as maisa rishon and or also as maisa ani. That's the opinion divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is slightly different than what Rabbi Shulam Levi just brought down, what we just said. So now we have Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, and Otzarach, you don't need this drasha that Rabbi Yehuda just derived. After all, he says, the pasuk says, Hari Omer, Ve'el ha-Leviim, T'daber v'yomar t'lehem, Ki tichu me'ez b'nei Yisrael, Es ha-Maiser, She'nasat l'chem, Me'tom en'achlaschem. This is the exact pasuk that Rabbi Shulam Levi just brought down in his drasha. And it says, Hekisho ha-Kosov l'nachla. It compared over here the Leviim's right to get Maaser Rishon every year to the similar rights of Nachala, because it says El Halavim to Daber, and this is related to Nachala. So just like Hikishu Akosu LeNachla, just like the pasuk connected what the Levim have Maaser Rishon to Nachala, so Ma Nachla Ein Lohevsek Af Maaser Rishon Ein Lohevsek. Just like inheritance doesn't stop, it doesn't interrupt. Okay, if the person Nebuch died in the first and second year, then you give inheritance. Third year, no, you don't give inheritance. No, inheritance goes through all the time. So to the portion that the Levim get, Maaser Rishon, that goes through all the time. And therefore, this is exactly what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, and Tanya Nami Hachi, this part of the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion, is exactly what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. Fine, that concludes the first two things that we learned in this Braisa, Yerakos and Maisos. The third thing that the Braisa mentioned, Ula Nedarim, Vechule, so it said that Rosh Hashanah, Echa B'Tishrei, is the din for Nedarim. What is the application of this? So the Gemara brings out a brisa, Tanur Rabban. Hamudar hanoa mechaveiro. If a person says to his friend, I am forbidden to get benefit for you, lishana, for a year. Doesn't say this year, he says for a year in general. So then, mo neshnemos hachodesh miyom liyom. So then, you count 12 months. It goes me'es la'es. It goes, it made the neder on Yitzayin Cheshvan. So it goes till next year, Yitzayin Cheshvan, that he's also to get hanoa from his friend based upon his neder. However, the im omar lishana zu, not he says hamud hanoa mechavero lishana for a year. He says no, for this year I asked myself to get hanoa from you for this year. So then it depends when he made the neder. If he made the neder on Aleph Tishrei, so then he goes all the way till the next Aleph Tishrei. That's going to be a full year. However, in this situation, if he made it on Chav Tes Elo, afilu lo amad elo bi esim v'tisha bi elo, if he made the neder, I ask myself to get hanor from you, l'shana zu, this year, and even though it's the 29th day of Elo, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the shkia is at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, kivin shkia yomecha b'tishrei, also l'shana. The year's up, so the neder will take effect for an hour, even though he said l'shana zu, because there's only an hour left to that year. So that is what this Raisa tells us. The application, when it says that Rosh Hashanah, Echa B'Tishrei, is the new year for Nedarim, it means if you said L'Shana Zu, so that year, this year, ends by Echa B'Tishrei. Mar says, Afilu L'man D'Yomer Yom Echa B'Shana Einu Chashuv Shana, even according to, we had a machlokas early between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, as to whether a single day counts as the year, that was Rav Meir's opinion, or you needed 30 days to count, that was the other opinion. So then, even according to that Man D'Yomer, that says, Yom Echa B'Shana Einu Chashuv Shana, over here it's different, because when a person makes a neder, letziure nafshei kabel alei, the only reason he made the neder was to cause himself, for whatever the reason, this discomfort, this tsar. So that's why he said, I'm making this neder. For her, it's dialed. And even for an hour, he fulfilled, so to say, this idea that he wanted to, for whatever the reason, to afflict upon himself this tsar. And therefore, that's why even the man the yomer says, normally, you need 30 days to be considered a year. Over here would say that you don't need 30 days to be considered a year. You need just even 1 hour. Because the whole purpose of the neder is letzuri nafshei, and he in fact had that. So Gemara says, but how do you see here over here, this is a raya, that this is Echa B'Tishrei? After all, Ve'im Anisan, why are you telling me the Nadarim, when he says L'shana Zu, it means Echa B'Tishrei. Maybe it means Echa B'Nisan. So the Gemara says, no, B'Nedarim Holach Acha Losh B'Niyadam. By a neder, when a person says, I'm Mudar Hanor from you this year, so if you ask the average Stam person on the street this year, he will tell you it goes Tishrei through Elul. Right? Everybody says, Rosh Hashanah. Oh, Rosh Hashanah. We just turned the year. 5782. It's no longer 5781. So the average person on the street, when he's talking about years in the vernacular usage of a year, he goes by the calendar year, the Hebrew calendar year, and therefore Tishrei is when his neder goes in to effect. to be the end of this year, because by Nidar, we always follow the vernacular usage. We don't follow the technical usage of a word. Maybe the word means this in Tanakh, maybe the word means this in halachic sense, but instead we go by what people mean, because Nidarim goes after Loshon B'nai Adam. It goes by what the person intended. Now the Gemara quotes another Mishnah in Maisos. Tanan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah in Maisos, Hatilson. Tilson is a certain type of crop known as fenugreek. Rashi in Gemara in Shabbos tells us that it was a certain type of a legume, a bean, that they would use to go and sweeten their various dishes. The Metargim there says it means a choruv plant, a certain type of a plant. Okay, it's known as fenugreek. So this Tilson, when does it get its chiyuv to go and take off Trumas and Maisos? Its type of growth is from the point when it's titzmach, when it goes and blossoms, when it goes and brings forth the leaves. It is unique because it doesn't fit into any of the categories of normal yurakos, or it's not a peri. So therefore, it doesn't fit into the normal category, so it has its own separate status, so to say, when you're obligated to take off Trumas and Maisos. It's when it's titzmach, when it sprouts. Hatvua v'azesim, as opposed to grain, or olives, mishaviu shlish. So there the rule is, when they grow to a third of their growth, a third of their maturity, so then that's when the chiyuv of Trumas and Maisos kicks in. Rashi says, mishatitzmach, it means, achar shnas tzmichoso. It's considered over here, that it's mechuyav in Trumas and Maisos, only after it's titzmach. And you specifically do not go after the time that you pick it. Lo shnas likitoso. As opposed to vegetables, it's when you pick them. So this Tilson has a unique din to it. It's different than the tua and the zaysim, which is when they are reaching a certain level of maturity, a third of their maturity, and it's different than vegetables, which goes by the lakita. So now the Gemara asks, what do you mean, ma'i shetitzmach? So it means, mishetitzmach lezroim, as Rashi explains, shehazerat someach besochu. It's when the seed inside of it goes and blossoms and comes to sprout. And we quote the Braisa, it's at a tu of azesa mishaviu shlish. It's when they reach a third of their maturity, they grow a third of their growth. So minanimili, where do we find this? Again, tua and zesim, according to most, are daraisa. Maybe there's an opinion that says that it's only olives and not the olive oil, and not the olives that are mechuyav on a daraisa level. But here, the majority opinion is that the five grains and grapes and olives, or at least certainly wine and oil, are definitely mechuyav in trumas and maisos midaraisa. So how do we know this? Minanimili. Some Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Others say no. Umatu ba mishmei the Rav Yosi Aglili, that it was Rav Asi saying it not in the name of Rav Yochanan, but in the name of Rav Yosi Aglili. Amakra, based upon the following pasuk, miketz sheva shanim b'moed. It was at the end, the conclusion. Miketz means at the end of the 7 years b'moed, during the specific time shnas hashmita of the Shemitah year, the Chag HaSukkos, but it's on Sukkos. So which one is it? Is it in the Shemitah year, or is it in Sukkos? Shnas HaShemitah, Mayavirite, B'Chag HaSukkos. How would you have Shemitah at the conclusion of the year in Sukkos? If the year ends at Rosh Hashanah, so then Sukkos would be in the 8th year, not in the 7th year. Shminasi. So Gemara says, El Lom HaLoch, to teach us, Kol Tvua Shevi Yoshlish Bashvius, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If the grains matured in the 7th year, that they'd reach the 3rd of their maturity, Higia L'Shlish, Aviyu Shlish, in the 7th year, so even though you're actually picking them in the 8th year, Atenoig Bo Minok Shvius Bashminis, even though you're picking them now in the 8th year, they still have the din of Shemitah, as if they were picked in the 7th year, because you don't go by the picking, by the grains, and by the olives, you go by they're reaching Yaviyu Shlish, when they reach a third of their growth. Amalei Rav Zeir Rav Asi. Now this statement was made by Rav Asi in the name of Yochanan, in the name of Yosef Glili, and Rav Zeir questions him on this, and we turn to Yugimel Amar Aleph. V'dilma lo ayu klal. Maybe over here we're dealing, as Rashi says, v'afilu lo hischil his bashel b'shvius, even though he didn't reach any level of maturity in the 7th year, nevertheless, kama rachmana, mitzvah shvius limoshech isura ad chakasukos milachrosh ulitzar. Maybe the din of Shemitah extends all the way up until Sukkot's time, that you're not allowed to go and plow, and you're not allowed to go and harvest it. So it has nothing to do with whether it reached a third of its growth. The kama rachmana, tishame v'tezel ad chakasukos. That's what the pasuk is teaching us, nothing to do with Yaviyu Shlish. So therefore, Rav Asi, you're wrong, Rav Zeira says. So Rav Asi says, no, lo soka daitach, don't think that for a second, Rav Zeira, because the pasuk says, v'chag ha'asif b'tzeis ha'shanah. it says that you will go and be osif, you'll gather in at the end of the year. B'tzeis Hashanah. My osif. What does it mean over here? You're going to gather in. If you're telling me over here that it's dealing with Sukkot, which is the time when you go and harvest, so that's what it means. So then, it already said the ospicha, at the time that you're gathering in all the crops from the field. So what does it mean over here? We already know that. We already had that. So therefore, Elomai Osif, why is it telling us the extra words Chag Osif over here? To teach me, Kotzir, this is actually the time that you're reaping it, that you're harvesting it. And the rabbis had a Kabbalah, the Chol Tvua, Shenikzro B'Chag. If any wheat is cut down already in the eighth year by the Chag, nevertheless, B'Yadua, Shevia, Shlish, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If it's able to be harvested, i.e. it reached a certain level of maturity by Sukkot, it must have reached a significant level of maturity already before the changeover in the year. So even before Aleph Tishrei, it had reached a level that would be chayiv in Trumas Maisos. Kimlu Durabonim, the whole Tuah Shenikzro B'Chag, B'Yadua, Shevia, Shlish, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. It is clear that if you're able to harvest it by Sukkot's time, it had reached a certain level of maturity, reaching a third of its growth, third of its maturity before Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the kokori le b'tzeis Hashanah. That's what it means over here. The chag ha'asif b'tzeis Hashanah. It means that if you're going to be able to harvest it by Sukkot's time, it must have reached to the point where it could have reached maturity, a third of its maturity by Rosh Hashanah, and that's what Rav Asi says is the right way to darshan this pasuk. We're still in the middle of the sugya. Mi'etz Hashem will finish up tomorrow the continuing discussion of this shita of Rav Asi that we just brought down. With that, we conclude today's shir.